And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 25th of February, 2012. It was on this day, 1570, Queen Elizabeth I was excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church and declared a heretic, whereupon Parliament declared it treason to call the Queen a heretic, which put English Catholics in a bind. They had to choose between renouncing their loyalty to the Catholic Church or paying heavy fines for committing treason. Elizabeth had tolerated Catholics worshiping in private, but when Catholic rebellions broke out in northern England and Ireland, her government began persecuting Catholics, rounding up Jesuit priests and killing them on the grounds that they were conspiring against England with Spain. It's the birthday of Anthony Burgess, Manchester, England, 1917, diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor when he was about 40, given a year to live. He wrote at a furious pace, produced 5 novels during that year, and at the end of it, he didn't die. In fact, he lived for 30-plus more years, produced 30 more books, including the one he's most famous for, A Clockwork Orange. Eventually, lung cancer claimed him in 1993. Anthony Burgess, who said, "The ideal reader of my novels is a lapsed Catholic and a failed musician, short-sighted, colorblind, auditorily biased, who has read the books that I have read." It was on this day, 1919, Oregon became the first state to levy a gasoline tax. They had launched a Get Oregon Out of the Mud campaign to build better highways, and a Republican state legislator, Loyal Graham, hit upon the gas tax as a way to make the people who use the roads pay for them. Within 10 years, all 48 states had levied gasoline taxes. It's the birthday of Larry Gelbart, Chicago, 1928, who wrote the long-running TV series MASH, also the Broadway musical A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, and the movies Oh God and Tootsie. It's the birthday of Frank Chin, Berkeley, 1940, author of The Chicken Coop Chinaman, in which he wrote, "I am the natural-born rag mouth, speaking the motherless bloody tongue, no real language of my own to make sense with, so out comes everybody else's trash that don't conceive. I am a Chinaman, a miracle synthetic, drip dry and machine washable." And it's the birthday of George Harrison, Liverpool, 1943, the youngest of 4 children of Harold and Louise, and the youngest of the 4 Beatles, joined the band when he was only 14. The other Beatles tended to treat him like a kid brother. He only got 2 tracks on each Beatles album, and when the band split in 1970, he put out a triple album, All Things Must Pass. His memoir, I, Me, Mine, came out in 1980, dedicated to gardeners everywhere. Here's a poem for today by Marie Howe, My Dead Friends. I have begun when I'm weary and can't decide an answer to a bewildering question, to ask my dead friends for their opinion, and the answer is often immediate and clear. Should I take the job, move to the city? Should I try to conceive a child in my middle age? They stand in unison, shaking their heads and smiling. Whatever leads to joy, they always answer, to more life and less worry. I look into the vase where Billy's ashes were. It's green in there, a green vase. And I ask Billy if I should return the difficult phone call. And he says yes. Billy's already gone through the frightening door. Whatever he says, I'll do. A poem by Marie Howe, My Dead Friends, from What the Living Do, published by W.W. Norton & Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, keep in touch.